Hello, people of the interwebs. Welcome to Shut Up and Listen, episode 24.
Sounds good. I like them 24, so just the way I like them.
There you go. This is episode 24, apparently.
Yeah, sure. Getting old.
Yep.
I'm Brandon.
I am Jeff. Did I already say that?
I don't know. I couldn't remember. It's been so long since we started this podcast 2 minutes ago.
Well, I'm Jeff, motherfuckers.
I'm still Brandon. Maverick's in the house.
What are you drinking on tonight?
Heineken Dark, brewed in Holland, which I believe is somewhere on the West Coast. So
definitely.
Sounds some Californian, L.A. something. I don't know. It's pretty tasty. Maverick's in the studio. We've misplaced his famous Kong, so hopefully he will behave. I believe my brother's dog stole it, maybe. That's Steeler. Typical white dog.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
What do you have planned for tonight?
Got some words that you can associate with.
I have as well.
I've got a couple stories. One's definitely a story. The other one's more of a discussion I had with someone.
Okay.
And then, of course, my top five list for this week. Exciting. I also have a fortune cookie that I'm going to read the fortune.
All right.
Probably the most exciting thing to happen today.
All right. I've got word association. I've got two open letters and grind my gears.
Whoa.
Yeah. And romance novels I will not be doing every week.
Oh, good, because I don't know how long I can hold a boner.
Yeah. And then I think Dr. Jeff will make an appearance next time we record.
Nice. Yes. I'm excited about that. Is it still going to be the same list as last time?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be hard not to keep a boner the entire time I'm doing my top five man crush.
Why don't you go ahead and start with that?
All right. Did you make yours?
I know it in my head.
Okay, there you go. All right, top five. Now, I didn't specify, and my coworker Joe brought this up, five living actual human beings, or can they be people of fiction? I included one person of fiction. That's what brought it to his attention, because he's like, oh, I never would have thought of a fictional person. Number one is not fictional, Michael Bublé.
Okay.
Dude's just awesome. He's talented. He's got a super hot wife. Jealous of his lifestyle. Singing, wearing suits, the whole jazz thing. Just kind of cool. This one will take some explaining. Kevin Windham. He's a retired motocross racer. If you remember the race we went to, in the opening ceremonies, his theme song was The Outfield.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The guy from Louisiana. He's a fan favorite. He has no haters. I mean, just everyone's a fan. Third, Brian Callen. The comedian. The dude's, I think he turns 50 like this month. And he's just like an 11-year-old child. Just completely perverted and just funny and doesn't care. It's like, yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah, I know people like that.
In the episode after the Super Bowl, he lost a bet. And so he had to do the entire podcast, Fighter and the Kid podcast, in his undies.
Nice.
Much like me in my American flag print thong and velvet robe. But he just had to wear his MeUndies. Fourth, the fictional character, Ron Swanson.
Yeah.
Just a man's man. I've been watching Parks and Rec all over again, and it's just hilarious. Everything he says. And then fifth was the one even I mentioned last week where I was like, oh, I don't know. It's a hard hole to fill. So I maybe on the heels of watching The Avengers again this last weekend, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
Just kind of fun. I mean, he's turned around and everyone likes him, and no one thinks he's a total douchebag. At least, I don't know. Maybe they do now, but yeah, he's just kind of a cool guy. Seems like you'd want to go sit and have a beer or drink and just shoot the bull with. So that is my top five man crush list.
I'm not going to explain mine. I'm just going to say him.
All right.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Enough said. Stewie Griffin.
Awesome.
Paul McCartney.
Yeah. Yeah.
Johnny Depp.
Okay. Yeah.
And I just had a brain fuck. A brain fuck.
Whoa.
That was awesome.
Oh.
How many did I give? Four?
Four, yeah.
Not Ringo Starr, I can tell you that.
Kanye West, right?
No, not him either.
Justin Bieber.
Fuck no. This is man crush, right?
Yeah.
Share.
Oh, goodness. Did you see Paul McCartney on the 40th?
Yeah.
Man, he's looking very plastic.
Yep.
And old at the same time. Paul Simon looks pretty old, too. I wonder why he didn't invite Art. Why didn't they invite Art?
They don't like Art.
Squeak.
That was not me. I was not squeaking.
All right.
It was the ball. There you go. Top five man crush. So, you know, we could do an honorary six and be Cordell. Because I definitely think he has a man crush on us.
For sure.
Yeah. He wants to crush us with his man.
His man parts?
Dirty. Awesome.
All right. I'll do one of my open letters.
Also, is Stewie Griffin, would that make you a pedophile?
Yep.
Okay. Just checking. As long as you're open about it.
Okay, this one's titled Dumbass.
Nice. This could mean a lot of people.
I think you'll recognize it pretty quick.
All right.
Hey, you shit-talking, bald spot on the top of your backside of your head bastard. Why do you have an ego? You haven't fucked a chick in so long, your dick probably needs some WD-40. You're so dumb, you struggle in retard math. You're so thin, Ethiopians think you're skinny. You have a master's in jacking off. Your negativity would drag Scrooge down before he was visited by ghosts. Your nostrils look weird. You get put in the friend zone more than a fat guy with a great personality. Your idea of hitting on a chick is saying hi. You've got game like Vanilla Ice had rap skills. But damn, you are sexy as hell, and you can lay some pipe.
Oh, yeah.
Your voice is sexy, and you're funny-ass dude. Any chick would be lucky to have you fuck her brains out or be in a relationship with. This is Jeff signing off with Go Fuck This Guy.
Yeah, only if you're a hot chick.
Only if you're a hot chick.
I was going to make a comment. I can't remember what it was, though. Maverick thinks that there are more treats, but there are no more.
He's going to be barking like crazy.
Yeah, probably. You know, try to keep him distracted. Yeah, totally lost my comment. It was going to be a good one, too.
That's all right. That's one of those enough said.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Thank you.
I'd like to meet that guy, actually. If only I knew who he was.
It's true. I know that guy, and he's badass.
Whoa, yeah. Oh, yeah. Masters in masturbation.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go.
He's good at it. Lots of practice.
Mm, yeah. Awesome. I'm going to read my fortune cookie now.
Okay.
I wonder if Maverick can eat fortune cookies. I haven't looked that up. He thinks he's about to. All right, are you ready for this?
I'm on the edge of my seat.
This isn't even a fortune. This is just an obvious statement. Many opportunities are open to you. You seek them out. That's not a fortune.
Kind of a waste right there.
That's kind of a letdown. Just kind of a letdown. Like, well, obviously, it's like saying there's a door, walk through it, or inhale, exhale.
I'm going to go ahead and do grind my gears.
All right. I don't have any.
That's fine. You ready?
I am ready.
Hairy muffs.
Oh, yeah.
Handcuffs. Cocoa puffs. Coconuts. Skinny butts. Job of the Hutt. Stingy sluts. The word putts. Kid and play. A sunny day. Hey. Not getting my way. An old lady named Faye. When horses neigh. Walmart. Shopping carts. People with no smarts. Smelly farts. Playing darts. Broken hearts. Dane Cook. Bigfoot. Tiny specks. People that have moobs for pecs. Getting your oil checked. Car wreck. Stiff neck. Cheryl Miller. Serial killers. Conversation fillers. Ants. Dudes that wear pants. Bad romance. The name Chance. Soft bacon. Walter Payton. Playa Hayton. Interrupted masturbation. The Islam Nation. Participation. Reincarnation. A-Rod. Fishing rod, Sweeney Todd, head nod, the name Bob, rip clothes, stupid hose, boogs in the nose, fake ass bros, no neck, price check, Gregory Peck, Shrek, and autocorrect.
Awesome. Your rap skills are improving. Also, your rap skills just reminded me of what my comment was going to be. Since you mentioned Vanilla Ice in the open letter, did you see he got arrested?
Yeah, for robbery.
Anyone surprised? Anyone out there surprised? No one in the studio audience is surprised at all. Kind of funny. Yeah, grand theft and burglary. Well done, sir. Well done. Oh, goodness. So did you go see 50 Shades of Grey?
Nope.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, see, I heard a lot of people did. I thought maybe you'd be one.
Sure the fuck didn't.
My sister-in-law went and saw it and just said she felt stupid the entire time. She went and saw it because it was with a bachelorette party, because she was in a wedding on Saturday. And I talked to another person who went and saw it, and she was like, oh, I think I loved it too much. And I'm like, why? She said, I'm pretty sure it's obvious. Why do I need to explain it? And so I said, because you're into S&M with billionaire a-holes. And she was like, no, that's not even what it's about. And it's like, I think that's what it is. I was like, so this same person got irritated because I spent my Valentine's evening with my buddies at Twin Peaks watching motorcycles. And she, of course, had a comment to make about, oh, that place, it's so trashy. You know, you're just going there to check out the girls and blah, 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 blah.
Of course.
And it's like, yeah, you went and watched a stupid movie. What's the difference? Like,
yeah, you watched a fake thing.
Yeah.
You saw real boobies.
Yes, I did. I watched them bounce. And it's like, oh, it's because it was a book. It's all right. It's like, no, I don't think the book was any better.
Yeah.
It's just dumb. All her reasoning was stupid. It's like, oh, no, keep talking. It's like my coworker was talking about how he was talking, he was talking to his sister, because she was kind of the same way when she found out we were going to Twin Peaks. She's like, oh, I can't believe you would do something like that. And he said, yeah, this is the same sister that saw Magic Mike 3 times, or whatever that movie was called, and one time was drunk enough to actually throw dollar bills at the movie screen. It's
like, that's pretty
awesome. Can we say double standard? Yeah, it's ridiculous. I love how the internet is just tearing up the movie and everyone who goes and sees it.
Yeah. Do you want to do the word association game now?
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
I will start it off.
All right, so I have to think of things.
Yep. SpongeBob.
Yellow.
Lindsay Lohan.
I'd do her at least once.
Kate Upton.
I'd do her at least a million times.
Papa John.
Kind of a douchebag.
Charlie Brown.
Bald.
Macaulay Culkin.
Drugs.
David Spade.
Washed up.
Bob Ross.
Oh, sadness.
Shakespeare.
Dead.
Donald Trump.
Hair piece.
Taco Bell. Sex.
Need.
Nuts.
Itchy.
Dingleberry.
Also itchy.
Hansel and Gretel.
Don't care.
Postman.
That song. I forget who sang it. I can't remember, but I immediately thought of the song.
That Hey Mr. Postman.
Hey Mr. Postman.
Pizza.
Yummy.
Jello.
Gross.
Saved by the Bell.
Reunion coming up, I think.
Wagon.
Oregon Trail.
Gold.
Digger.
Grass.
Smoke.
Hindenburg.
Oh, the humanity.
Healthcare.
Oh, stupid. Sorry, that is my grind. My gear is health insurance. It's just dumb. Go ahead, sorry.
Frankenstein.
Misunderstood.
Hair.
Not you.
Hillary Clinton.
Antichrist.
Pink.
The color or the singer.
Whichever you want it to be.
It's all pink on the inside.
Wheat.
Wheat?
Wheat.
Wheat? Wheat thins.
Parrots.
Crackers.
Mortal Kombat.
Nostalgic.
Funyuns.
Somewhat tasty.
Geraldo Rivera.
Mustache.
Spice Girls.
Posh, that's it.
Boy bands.
NSYNC.
British teeth.
Effed up.
Anal bleaching.
Need to make an appointment.
Weird Al.
Awesome.
Final one, penis pump.
In the mail. How'd I do? Did I get them all right?
Yep.
I wasn't sure about a couple of them. That is actually pretty tasty beer. I don't have as many words for you.
That's fine.
Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Close all your books. All your papers off the desk. Gum.
Gross.
Apple.
Pie.
Mail.
Man.
Okay. That's actually the one I had down was mail. M-A-L-E. Rod.
Stewart.
Awesome. Penis.
I have one.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say large, but that's okay. That was the answer I was looking for. Loser.
Beck.
10.
Chicks at one time.
Awesome. Yes, absolutely. We also would have taken inches. You like this one? Golden shower.
Penthouse.
Mud.
30.
Twins.
Yes, please.
Two twin dudes. And funk.
A lot of people I work with.
Yeah.
The smell.
The smell. Funk. The spunky smell. That's what I figured you'd go with there. Awesome. Speaking of funk and some, and your number 7 man crush, Bruno Mars.
Fuck that. I hate that guy.
Corbin on the BMMS the other day just summed it up nicely. He's like, for as much as people brag about how talented he supposedly is, all of his songs sound like they are ripped off of someone else.
And they all sound the same.
Yeah. It's like, you listen to a song of his, it's like, oh yeah, that sounds like a Police song.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Or that sounds like a Stevie Wonder song. It's like, no, he doesn't have it. It's all ripped off. It all sounds ripped off. So there you go. The funk reminded me of it because I guess that's his new big.
Hey, he's fucking gay.
Yeah.
With his gay doo-wop hairdo.
And shortness.
Fucking, I could step on that bastard.
Wish you would.
If I see him, I will.
I'll invite him over next time.
Okay. We can just kick the shit out of him for the whole show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Goodness. My Bonner finally went down.
All right.
After doing the top five list. Took a while.
All I have left is my final open letter.
All right.
Then I'm good.
Do you want me to tell you the other story I have?
Yep.
You might have heard this. I don't know. I think it's out of Florida. This highway patrol guy pulls this guy over. He just has one name. It's just Fred. That's it.
Okay.
Did you hear?
No.
Okay. Yeah, so it's like it made the news or something because he's like, this is the best story I've ever heard, and, you know, that got this guy out of a ticket. So he pulls this guy over and he's like, you know, license registration on his license, it just says Fred. Like, it doesn't have a middle name, last name. So he's like, all right, what's the deal? You know, he's an older guy, so it wasn't like it was a fake ID or whatever. So he says, well, I was born Fred Johnson, no middle name. Grew up, went to college, decided I was going to be a doctor. So he's like, I went through medical school. My name is Fred Johnson, MD. Cop's kind of like, oh, okay, whatever. He's like, I got bored of that, so I decided I want to go to dentistry school. Went through it, passed. So he was Fred Johnson, MD, DDS. So cop's like, all right, this is stupid. Get to your point. So he says, living the good life of being an MD and a DDS, you know, got the best of me. And I went to Mexico, bought a hooker, got a VD. So I was Fred Johnson, MD, DDS with a VD. He said the American Medical Association or whatever they're called caught on that a VD, so they stripped me of my degree. So I was just Fred Johnson, DDS with a VD. And then the Dentistry Association or whatever caught on that I had a VD, so they banned me from practicing, stripped me of my degree. So I was just Fred Johnson with a VD. He said, last but not least, that damn VD stole my Johnson. So now I'm just Fred.
Awesome.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Moral of the story, check your hookers in Mexico.
Yeah. They might have a VD.
Might have a VD. Wrap it up.
Bag it and tag it.
Just stick it up the rear.
Yeah. They probably anally bleach.
I know I do. All right. So who's this open letter? Last open letter. I didn't even get to choose this time. I feel ripped off.
Yeah. Well, I have like six written right now, but these two I wanted to do tonight. Next time you'll be able to choose.
All right. Good, good. I feel relevant now.
You are. This is about a guy that I work with. We'll just call him Deep Throat.
All right. All these people that you work with, I'd like to meet most of them.
Some of them you really wouldn't.
Oh, some of them I have met, and it's bad enough.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready. Maverick, are you ready? He is ripping the guts out of Stormtrooper.
Hey, fuckface. You might be the most annoying person at my work besides Masturbator. How many times you're on the intercom is slightly less than the dicks you've sucked. If you don't know what that means, it means you're a gay. You are the fag more than Michael Stipe on Ecstasy at a Chippendale show. Your hot fireman's calendar pages are stuck together. You go by the store and buy petroleum jelly and teen magazines. Your favorite character in Boogie Nights is the penis. If you ever come out of the closet, it will be about as shocking as when Elton John did. You ask for a dick in the box every Christmas and birthday. You think Twin Peaks is icky. You watch the Puppy Bowl for the commercials. Your favorite position in football is a tight end. When you play flag football, you call all-time center with no shotgun formations. You want to be the catcher every time. You check your own oil three times a day. You like horseback riding because your balls smack against the saddle. You like sitting on Pinocchio's face and him lying. You have no gag reflex. This is Jeff signing off with a go fuck another dude, bitch.
Oh, wow. I don't want to meet this person. I just want to see him from afar.
Yeah.
I bet he wouldn't watch 50 Shades of Grey.
He probably did with his boyfriend. And yeah. They both had tubs of popcorn.
And little Bonners.
Yeah.
Little hairy Bonners. Kind of like me. Yeah. No, it's not hairy, but it's little. Really little. You know what I've discovered? All my witty one-liners and stuff like that, the best ones are the ones that are negative about myself. Like, I can't do anything smooth or anything. But if it's something that's gonna make myself look bad, I could sure lay it down. Like, the little jokes.
Yeah.
About how small I am. I can come up with those just on the spot. But that's about it. Nothing good about myself. Should see a therapist.
Maybe,
yeah.
They're overrated.
Yeah. I don't have to pay someone. I'll just go to the strip club or something.
Yeah. Or a bar and just talk to the bartender. To that's the what they're for.
As long as she's hot. Yeah, I think
that's get drunk.
Yeah.
Get fucking wasted.
Yeah.
All right, well, here's the part of the show where we plug it.
Sorry I had a mouthful when you said that.
Yeah. Like our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Spread the word. Like, what's that dude's name? The story you just told. The guy in Florida.
Oh, Fred Johnson.
Yeah. Spread the word about our podcast like Fred did VDs.
Yeah, yeah. Force your family and friends to listen to them. Anytime you're in your car with other people, be playing our podcast.
Yep. And put the flyers out if you have them.
Yeah. Scan them. Email them. Put them on your face space page.
Yeah.
Also, speaking of face space, if you have acreage and you would like or you would allow other people to ride motorcycles on your land, please let me know.
Yeah, let Brandon know, bitches.
Yeah, maybe you can watch me be awesome on a motorcycle.
Yeah, and maybe you can watch me masturbate.
Wow, watching us on motorcycles. Pretty much have a boner the entire time on one mind, so.
Does it slap your balls?
No, because they're usually sucked up in.
You got an innie?
Well, it's just I'm usually so scared that it sucks my balls up into my body, so.
All right. Well, if that's that.
It is. That is it. That is all. That's everything.
All right. Well, get your kids spayed or neutered so we don't have any more dumbasses running around the world.
Please do. And remember, especially after watching 50 Shades of Grey, 90% of the hands you shake are used for masturbation.
Later, people.
Squeaky, squeaky.